Message 5, Sister Sharing from the August 2022 High School Conference at the Church in Richardson.
You want me to go first? Okay. I liked how the guy who wrote this book, he was talking about like all the different like Christian churches he went to, and the only thing that like they taught him was just the like the knowledge, and there's no Christ that was ministered to him. But then like he found out that that to really experience Christ is just to have Christ imparted into you. You don't need any like knowledgeable teachings.
John 8:10, and Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciated the paragraph that was talking about the hymn, "Once his gift I wanted, now the giver own. Once I sought for healing, now himself alone." And I've appreciated that song before, but not for spiritual reasons. But I really appreciated seeing this, that when we have the Lord, we have the continual solution, not just the one-time solution. One time we needed healing and we sought for healing, but the next time we got hurt or sick, we would need the healing again. However, now we have the healer who is continually healing us. And he is in our spirit as our life. We no longer need to worry, and we can just enjoy him as our life with the saints.
Amen. One of the sisters shared in our little group time, she said, God really is the only one that's worthy to condemn us, and that he's, like, we are not, obviously. And I really enjoyed that story that that was shared about, you know, like, he said, whoever is without sin, I can't remember the words, whoever was without sin, throw the stone, and nobody did, because, and he said, and, you know, God, who is without sin, he said, neither I condemn you, and that is so powerful, that is so encouraging, we have to remember that. Amen.
I guess this whole conference has really shown that God will meet you wherever you are, like, no matter where you are, God will always be faithful to meet you where you are. You just have to really open up to him, and, yeah, amen. Amen.
I enjoyed that we've already been bitten and are poisoned. No matter how clean or bright we may think we are, there's always that little bit of darkness. But the Lord is right there next to us to help us so that we can help him as well. All we have to do is accept his love.
Amen. I enjoyed that the enjoyment in our human life at some point will come to an end. Like, I enjoy a lot of stuff, but I get bored of them quickly. But when it comes to the Lord, I just can't get enough. Yeah. Like, sometimes before a meeting, I might not feel like going, but once I'm there, I just want to take in more of him.
Yeah. Okay, I just enjoyed something from the reading. The healer is different from the healing. We may have healing, but we may not have the healer. As long as we have the healer, we have everything. Likewise, to have the gift is superficial, but to have the giver is something deep and solid. As long as we have the giver, we do not need to worry about the gift. And I just really enjoyed that.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed that we can be in the building of God, and it's like a divine mingling, God himself. Amen. And it just really touched me for God's intention to work himself into humanity, and to work humanity and in divinity, and that's really what I enjoyed.
Amen. I really enjoyed life's principle. Turning death into life. Amen. Because us as humans, we really want God's love. But some people don't realize that's what they want. So they try to fill it with all of these worldly things, but they run out, just like the wine at this wedding. And eventually God will come in and he will give you the better wine.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So the story of the divine materials kind of reminded me of the story of the three little pigs. whenever somebody tries to fill their emptiness with something that's other than God, it's kind of like them building up their house with like hay or sticks, because their materials are very weak and they will not hold up for long. So we have to build up our being with strong materials like gold, pearls, and precious stones. Amen. So that our being will be unbreakable and strong. And I also enjoyed that that Christ never runs out, like his enjoyment never runs out and never runs dry. Amen.
I really enjoyed John 8:10. And Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" 11. And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." And I enjoyed that Jesus is the only one who can condemn us, but he does not, because he's merciful, and he wants to give us life, and so he sets us free. Only he can set us free from the bondage of sin.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed that even when we bring our smallest portion to the Lord, he blesses it and uses it for the building.
Amen. I had a little personal experience, and that's I've just really liked playing sports since I was younger, and I've played like basketball and swimming, and now it's volleyball, and I feel like there's always one goal I was trying to reach, and now that I've like reached that goal, I just don't feel like the satisfaction that I was hoping to feel. So I really enjoyed what Brother Mauricio shared, that we need the Lord to come in and change our water into wine and our death into life. Amen. The life of God is far better than anything human life has to offer. Amen. Amen. Only when we have the life of God, then we feel satisfied. Amen. Amen. Lord, we choose life.
Amen. I really like the point about Lazarus from the message, because before the Lord could even go see Lazarus, he was met with like 9 opinions, 9 obstacles, and that's just like us. We have so many opinions, and we just need to bury our old man and say amen to the Lord.
Amen. Last night, I really enjoyed how whenever we're in ourselves and out of the triune God, we're all super separated and different. But as soon as we're in the Lord, we're all one.
Amen. Through the mingling of God with man, God obtains a dwelling place and man obtains a resting place. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves him,
he will keep my word,
and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make an abode with him."
I've been just really enjoying that when we touch our spirit, we will find rest because the Lord's our rest.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this one part from the reading we just had where it says that some English translations of the Bible use edify or edification instead of build or building. So like even that like slight difference can completely change someone's perspective about it. And this conference isn't life in editing, but it's life in building.
Amen.
I just appreciated the attention to detail and the meticulous nature of the Bible. Like everything, if you look through, even how it says the creation at the beginning and then in Revelations it talks about building, right? I just think that's amazing. And so in the reading, it talks about the 3 materials that build up the building. And I just kind of enjoyed that, like, we are the precious stones. We are held at the highest value to the Lord. He loves us so much, and I think that's very important to remember. Like, I think a lot of times it can be very easy to struggle with kind of a self-esteem thing, especially in the nature of the world now. Yeah. But I just want us to remember that we are very precious. Amen. Children of light, children of the God. So.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that the materials we need to build up the believers are just the triune God and enjoying the Lord.